saying something about, you know, after the second period, you felt like maybe the team was getting a little too caught up in the referee and everything. Just came in and basically said, settle down, just play some hockey.
Well, we had to keep our composure in that game. There's so much emotion for our hockey team, and stall gets split open, and right. You know, the explanation is it's our stick, and there's, unless he did it to himself, I don't understand. There's too many men on the ice on their second goal, 10 seconds before their second goal. I don't understand the Ovechkin hit on Ruutu when the puck's in two zones away. And we just couldn't lose sight of the fact that this game was so much more important to us than what was going on in that second period. I don't understand what was going on, but at the same time, we had to refocus and get back to just playing and getting pucks to the net.
Talk about getting the job done in the third and then taking it to the
I thought, in fairness, Ruutu's line, Skinner, Ruutu, and Jokinen were really good for us tonight, had some great chances, may have scored on the weakest of the chances that they had, but they had a huge impact in the game. They won the shootout along with Cam, and they were outstanding. So, tough building. We hadn't won in here this year. I think we had five overtime games or four overtime games. So I thought we played well, and with so much on the line for our team, it was just a huge one.
I mean, the night turned out the way you wanted. 2 points here, Buffalo
loses. Yeah, we got a little help. Now we go back at it. I mean, that's our fate with the schedule that we have this year. But we go home with some emotion and some excitement now and feeling good about being right back in.
Did you do anything different when you enter a team 0-5 against them this year? Did you see anything differently? Did you do anything differently heading into it?
Well, we liked their games in here. I mean, we the last time we were in here, the shots were 41-26. We played a heck of a hockey game, so we liked their games. And even historically, regardless of whether either team is in the standings, Carolina-Washington games are usually pretty tight and pretty good, you know, pretty hard fought. So we didn't think there was a whole lot in our game that we had to change against them. You know, a little bit of a curveball today when they got their players back and Ovechkin and Renat come back into the lineup, but we handled that well too.